It is time now for Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and Wright and Philippus. Our guest today is Dr. Alon Goldberg, Professor of Healthcare Science in the Physical Therapy Program at Wayne State University. And Dr. Goldberg is researching ways to detect early small changes in balance and gait to help therapists before a major fall occurs in older adults. This should be very interesting. And if you have a question, please feel free to call us at 248-557-3300. Dr. Goldberg, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Allison.
Well, you know, I'm interested in this because I'm getting along in years.
Okay.
I'm closing in on 80. And I've noticed in the last few years that my balance, which was always very good, is wandering now.
Right.
And I have to be worrying about where I never used to touch a handrail on a stairwell. I always grab a hold of the...
That's an excellent thing to do, and I always recommend that to...
I would think
so. ...to hold on to the railings as they go up and down stairs. So you're certainly doing the right thing.
Well, earlier this morning, someone was mentioning, because one of our neighbors had talked about having trouble walking. She had spinal stenosis.
Okay.
And one of our neighbors who uses canes, she uses two of them, as a matter of fact.
Right.
She called to make a little recommendation, which I thought was very interesting. She said, if you're using a cane, and she recommends that highly for people who are having balance problems.
It certainly can be very useful, I agree.
I told her we were going to be talking about this at 10:30. And she said, you turn the cane around. Don't hold it the way most people think a cane should go. Turn it around and have the opening of the cane handle facing forward.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it lines up your arm with the actual cane instead of being off behind it. And as a result, you're much stabler and much better able to, you know. And I told her, I said, you know, I've seen people walking around like that, and I always thought they were kind of nutty, you know. I said, what are they doing that for? But that's because I don't use canes, and I've always seen dancers and other performers, you know, doing routines with canes, and they always hold the cane in the standard way.
Right.
And I had never thought about that, but what an interesting tip. Had you ever thought about
it? I actually haven't seen that, and I'll certainly ask some of the patients who come into our studies if they actually do that. I think a cane can be very, very useful for many people who are experiencing balance problems, and I certainly would encourage people who are having problems with their balance to talk to their physicians and physical therapists about the possibility of using a cane.
Yes. Okay.
One thing I would caution about using canes is not to just go and get a cane from some store or from a friend or a family member and not have it fitted to your own unique needs. So you should have it fitted by some sort of health, by some health professional, whether it's a physician, a therapist, a nurse who's actually trained in assessing which kind of cane you need and what size cane you should use, because you don't want it to be too tall or too small either for you. So it should be fitted to your particular body height, in other words.
The people who are underwriting this conversation today, the folks at Wright and Philippus, they have an excellent selection of canes. And
I agree that they
do fit you. That they wouldn't sell you a cane unless they had fitted you.
Absolutely. They're an excellent company.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, we'll take a little break right here and have a few words from the folks at Wright and Philippus.
Thank you.
Everyone knows that Wright and Philippus is the leader when it comes to home health care. But did you know that Wright and Philippus provides many services directly in the home? For people needing respiratory or medical equipment, Wright and Philippus has the largest delivery fleet in the area. Their trained technicians will deliver and set up equipment right in your home and provide you with all the information you need. For customers needing diabetic supplies, Wright and Philippus is just a phone call away. Wright and Philippus handles the paperwork and ships the supplies right to your door. And whether it's constructing a wheelchair ramp or installing a residential elevator, Wright and Philippus has an entire department dedicated to making people's homes more accessible. For more information about any of their services, call Wright and Philippus or visit them on the web at firsttoserve.com. After more than 60 years, Wright and Philippus is still first to serve your home healthcare needs.
And I know that there are some of you, like myself, who do not really go online, and you can't go to firsttoserve.com, but you can pick up the telephone and call the folks at Wright & Philippus toll-free. Their number is 1-800-482-0222. We're talking with Dr. Alon Goldberg about balance and the possibility of falling. And if you have questions for Dr. Goldberg, our lines are open at 248-557-3300. Doctor, you know, falling and suffering a serious injury is really a major concern
Correct.
Of older adults. And how worried should we be? And what is the actual scope of this program? Is it something that is really pandemic?
I think this is a very, very, very serious problem, and that's an interesting word choice that you use. Let me give you some facts, Mr. Allison, some statistics rather, and then this will enable you, yourself and listeners to sort of get a sense of what the scope of the problem is.
Yes.
When we think of the falls rates of older adults in the community, and when I talk of older adults, I'm talking of seniors over the age of 65.
Okay.
Approximately 30 to 40% of older adults who live in the community, and these are not people in nursing homes, about 30 to 40% of these individuals will fall at least once every year. Okay?
Wow.
When we talk of people who are in nursing homes and who are hospitalized for whatever reason, the falls rates are significantly higher than the 30 to 40%. In terms of falls-related injuries account for about 6% of all medical expenses in the United States. And the cost of falls-related injuries in the year 2000 was approximately $19 billion, and that's billion with a B, not
yep.
million, billion
wow.
dollars. It's projected to go up to around about $45 billion in the year 2020.
Because everybody's getting older.
Everybody's getting older. The population's
aging. Boomers. The boomers are suddenly closing in on 65.
Correct. And yeah. So you can see it's a significant problem. Unintentional injuries are the fifth leading cause of death in older adults. And falls are responsible about two-thirds of those deaths from unintentional injuries.
So I mentioned that earlier today when I was talking about you coming on. I said how serious it is. Because of so many people falling and breaking a hip and
Absolutely.
Winding up in the hospital, and the next thing you know, they're dying of some infection or something else.
Exactly.
And it's a
exactly.
major cause of death in seniors.
Yep. The consequences of a fall are very bad.
Tell me what's likely to happen after a person takes a fall.
Well, there's a number of things that are likely to happen, Mr. Allison. I mean, firstly, as you mentioned, there's a physical aspect. In many cases, older adults will break a bone. Fracture a hip or fracture a spine or fracture the wrist as they fall onto an outstretched arm. Those can be particularly serious, especially the hip fractures. And in many cases, as a result of that, people will be institutionalized and unfortunately, in many cases, death within 1 year will be the sequel to that. But there's not only those physical aspects of falls that are important. There's also the psychological aspect.
Yep.
And a big thing that we're finding after a fall is that people become very fearful of falling, which is natural,
mm-hmm.
and their balance confidence is reduced. They're very fearful that they'll have another fall, so they reduce their activity, they restrict their activity. They may stay homebound, they may stay in a chair because they don't want to fall again for obvious reasons. That results in functional decline, results in depression, anxiety, and a whole host of a cascade of events which ultimately impact quality of life. And quality of life is generally reduced after this sort of incident.
Mm.
So this could be isolation. People could be admitted to nursing homes. So it is a very, very serious problem. And the results of a fall are very, very serious for society.
I want to talk to you about who is at most risk of falling. You were just mentioning people over 65. And that made me think about the baby boomers who are now suddenly closing in on 65. And if you don't mind, I'll take a little break because
sure.
I've got something to talk about there. For those of you who are closing in on 65, probably the best gift you can give yourself is Medicare coverage that's right for you. And that's because Original Medicare simply doesn't cover all the medical costs. You can be responsible for deductibles and copays and coinsurances. Learn more about your Medicare choices by attending one of the free Medicare workshops offered by HAP, the Health Alliance Plan. Health Alliance Plan and Alliance Health and Life Insurance Company are health plans with a Medicare contract, like their Medicare PPO, got the highest rating in the entire state of Michigan for this year of 2010. And no Medicare HMO in Michigan rated higher than HAP Senior Plus. And HAP offers a variety of choices for you, including Medicare Advantage, Part D, and a whole host of Medicare supplement plans. And HAP's Medicare knowledgeable staff works with you to help identify which of these choices will best meet your needs. So if you're turning 65, HAP is here to help. Call for more information, or even better, attend one of those free Medicare workshops. For more information, call toll-free 1-800-449-1515. HAP, the Health Alliance Plan. Call 1-800-449-1515. And incidentally, on Wednesday, we're going to have a Health Talk segment, and we're going to have Karen Wintringham, who is with HAP, and she's one of the leading experts on Medicare in the country, and is going to talk about the health care reforms that are happening now and how they impact Medicare beneficiaries. So that should be very important to all of you. Listen to 10:30 on Wednesday. Now, we're talking with Dr. Alon Goldberg, and Doctor, you know, talking about the age, who is most at risk for falling?
Well, Mr. Allison, there's a number of risk factors that have been identified which will predispose people to a fall, and these consistently come up in the medical literature and have been sort of validated in a number of well-designed, controlled studies. Certainly, age is an important factor. Age 65 plus, as we get into our 70s, 80s, the risk starts increasing that we will have a fall.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, people who are 50 years old, unless there's some sort of serious underlying medical pathology, such as possibly like Huntington's disease or Parkinson's disease or some other medical condition, typically those individuals don't fall. Healthy sort of middle-aged individuals, as we start getting to what we might term the geriatric population in terms of 65 and plus. So certainly age is an important factor. Another important factor is people who've had a history of falls are more likely to fall again.
Oh.
So if you've had the first fall, you're at increased risk of having a second fall as opposed to someone of having that first fall. So it's very, very, that obviously makes it very easy to understand why it's important to try and avoid that first fall and early detection.
Why is that? Has your research discovered why that would happen?
Well, basically what happens is after you've had that first fall, they have reduced balance confidence. They may restrict, this may be in part the reason, may not be the only reason. Reduced balance confidence, they restrict their activity, and that actually sets up a cycle where people stay at home, aren't active, and then on a second occasion when they actually become more active and try and walk, they aren't able to do it, and they actually experience another fall.
Interesting.
So they experience a functional decline as a result of that fear of falling, and that relates to
that increases
fall.
The likelihood of falling because you're not in as good a physical condition.
Exactly. Physical activity is very important in terms of reducing the risk of a fall, and I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yes, I want
later.
To.
Another risk factor for a fall is muscle weakness.
Okay.
There's a whole group of muscles, particularly the muscles of the lower extremity, which are involved in holding us upright against gravity. There's the thigh muscles, there's the muscles in front of the thigh, there's the muscles of the buttock, there's the muscles of the lower leg, which are involved in keeping us upright against gravity. And as we age, one of the things that happens as we age, we lose muscle mass and we actually become weaker as we get to our 60s, and certainly after 65, there's a definite decline in muscle strength, fairly precipitous decline in many older adults' strength of the lower extremities, and that certainly is a risk factor for fall.
I can attest to that.
Right.
I know.
Other risk factors are balance deficits. Our balance reactions, our balance capabilities decline as we get older.
Yeah.
Our reaction time in terms of being able to move our leg quickly to take a step in case somebody bumps you. Picture a scenario where you're in a busy mall at Christmas time and somebody pushes you from behind unintentionally, and you now have to take a step. If your reactions are slow, you may not be able to get that leg out in front of you in order to avoid a fall. So there's a number of different factors. Also things such as people who are taking more than 4 prescription medications. It's been shown that they have a higher risk of falls than people who are taking fewer than 4 medications.
Mm-hmm.
Visual problems are another issue. We rely heavily on our eyes to know where we are in space.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So it's very important that that people go to their eye doctor at least once a year to make sure that they're using the right prescription lenses. Because certainly eye problems can be related to falls. And there's a number of medical conditions, heart conditions. Arthritis is one that's fairly common.
I have that.
Arthritis is fairly common, is very common in older adults. Arthritis of the knees and hips, pain and arthritis, and poor proprioception, which means that knowing where your joints are in space, if you don't have those proprioceptors or they're damaged or they're not working as well as we age, that can predispose older adults to a fall.
I know we have talked on this show about people coming into your home to inspect it for fall, conditions that cause falls.
Right.
How important is that?
That's very important. Now, before we can say how important it is, it's very important to realize that there's not only one cause of fall. So I wouldn't say that only inspecting the home should be the prime intervention. But when inspection of the home in conjunction with balance training and exercise training come together, then that seems to be the best way to approach it. But I can actually second what you say. It's very important to get people to get a qualified health professional, such as an occupational therapist, who's trained in these sort of procedures, to come into the home and inspect to make sure that you don't have clutter in the house, or that the rugs and carpets should be firmly attached to the floor, opposed to just being there loose and they're essentially like a skating board.
Or you could trip over them too.
Absolutely. You want to make sure if you have grandchildren that they're not leaving their toys all over the place.
Oh. Amen.
And other things that the occupational therapist might look at is they may have a look at, are there grab bars in the shower to make sure that you're able to get in and out of the bathtub or the shower safely?
Yes.
Do you have flashlights within easy access around the house? In case there's a power outage and it's dark in the late afternoon or early evening and you don't have any sort of way of finding where you are.
I hadn't thought about having them all over the house, but that's a good idea.
I do recommend, even in some of the rooms where you spend a lot of time, is to have flashlights. Make sure the batteries are working, obviously.
Yeah, another test them every so often. Turn them on to see if they're working.
Not walk around the house in socks.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes walk around the house in socks, and if you have wooden floors, the combination of socks on a wooden floor, you can imagine what that could do.
You can slip very, very easily.
So there's a lot of things that people can actually do quite easily and quite inexpensively to improve their environment and to reduce the hazard or the risks of falling.
What about the things like distractions?
Well, distractions can be a problem, and it's been shown that in older adults and sometimes people with cognitive impairments, when there's competing distractions, for instance, if there's an obstacle in the way and somebody's talking to a senior, it's certainly conceivable that they may be distracted and not be able to negotiate that obstacle. So it's very important that people are concentrating as they're walking and sort of scanning the environment and trying not to become too distracted as you're
hearing a lot about that distraction thing about drivers these
days, absolutely
texting while they're driving.
Right, that's another topic, but certainly talking on cell phones and
it fits right in.
Obviously it's not necessarily related, obviously that's not related to falls, but distraction clearly is an issue.
We are talking with Dr. Alon Goldberg about balance and falling and what causes it and what you do about it. And we're going to get back to talk about some of the precautions and preventions that you can do in just a moment. But your physical condition, as Dr. Goldberg was mentioning, is crucial. It's very important. So the better you take care of yourself, the better are you at lessening the option of falling. And one of the best things you can do is to be involved with your own health by using health foods. And, of course, in this day and age, almost everybody, I suspect, has a health food store that they go to. If you're a person using health foods, let me remind you about Nutrifoods in Royal Oak, which I think is the granddaddy of all the health food stores. They started back in 1950, and people didn't even know what a health food store was back then. But they are outstanding for three very basic reasons. First of all, they've got the best selection. The most complete and detailed selection of health food and related items of any of the food stores around here. Plus, they've got people who understand these things. They're very knowledgeable. They can answer your questions and guide you in the proper use of health foods. But the third reason is probably the most important. They are going to save you a lot of money. They have the lowest prices of any health food store in our area. They start out with a lower price. Then they have sales, and they have two-for-ones, and they have a discount for seniors, and they have stamp plans that give you a 10% discount. Stop in at Nutrifoods and find out how much you've been overpaying. You'll be amazed and they're very easy to get to. They're in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street, just a block below 11 Mile Road, and there's plenty of parking around the store, and they're open 7 days a week. But if you can't get over to Nutrafoods, call. Everything can be done on the phone. They do a huge mail order business because people all over the country love the selection and they love the savings. You will too. The number to call is 248-541-6820. But if you're into health foods, you get yourself into Nutrafoods because they're the best in the business. Now, we're talking with Dr. Goldberg. And, Doctor, what about some of the precautions and prevention strategies?
Well, that's a very good question, Mr. Allison. In terms of prevention strategies, there's certainly a lot of things that we can do as we age to prevent a fall. Certainly, there's many things that are not modifiable. Obviously, we cannot modify our age.
No.
We're 65, and that's all there is to it. But some of the things that we certainly can do is we can keep active. Okay? Exercise is particularly important in preventing a fall.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. What sort of exercises should we do?
I recommend a combination of exercises. People should be thinking about strengthening the muscles of the lower extremity. In other words, the muscles in front of the thigh, muscles of the lower leg, and the muscles of the feet are also very important. Muscles of the buttocks as well. It's difficult for me to tell exactly what there are some exercises people can do. We can certainly talk about some of them, but I would recommend that if people are interested in going onto an exercise program, they talk to their physicians, who may refer them to a physical therapist who can guide them in a sort of an individualized exercise program.
I've always heard
another type of exercise is balance exercise, which are very important. And I know that a lot of older adults are now getting involved in balance exercises in the form of Tai Chi.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because I'd heard before that yoga and Tai Chi are two very good practices to get into as you age because they help your balance.
Absolutely. There's a number of very well-designed controlled studies in the medical literature from very reputable researchers who have shown that Tai Chi and yoga and some of these other what we might sort of think of as alternative or complementary type of therapeutic modalities actually do have a role to play in improving balance. And once again, I wouldn't make that my only form of exercise.
Oh, no.
Strengthening exercises, balanced exercises in the form of Tai Chi, dynamic type of exercises where you're moving. Dynamic balance training exercises under the supervision of a physical therapist have also been shown to improve balance. Walking is a good exercise also, because essentially walking is a series of balance exercises. Each step that you take, you're having to sort of retrain and modify your balance so that you don't fall.
Does that work?
One foot in front of the other.
Does that work as well with stationary bicycles?
That's a different kind of exercise. That's more aerobic type of exercise, which will be to sort of raise the number of heartbeats per minute.
Right.
That's certainly a very good exercise as well, and I would encourage people to do that, once again, under the supervision of their doctor as he or she sort of clears people to do those heart sort of related exercises.
Well, I used to like to do a stationary bike for 20 or 30 minutes and then do some leg lifts and some yoga poses.
Excellent.
But I haven't been doing that lately, and maybe that's why I'm beginning to lose my balance.
And some of the other things we spoke about in terms of making the environment safe, obviously in terms of avoiding a fall, are things, as we said before, using grab bars in the shower, using lights handy, not walking around the house in socks, not wearing high-heeled shoes for the ladies if your balance is unstable.
Absolutely.
Holding onto the railings as you go up and down stairs. All of those things are very important.
Very basic.
Basic things, absolutely.
I want to talk to you a little bit about how you find out whether or not you've got a balance problem. Who do you talk to about that? And I'll be back in just a moment for that. But I want to talk about a roof over your head. And if you're ready for a new roof, you don't want to just trust any old roofing contractor. Bobson Construction Company knows that for a roof to last, it requires, first of all, an expert crew. Then it requires quality shingles. And whether you knew it or not, it requires proper attic ventilation. That's right. Proper airflow, because it prevents dry rot and mold and mildew. And without it, your shingles are not going to be warranted and your roof is not going to last. Trust the roofing specialist at Bobson Construction. And right now, before the cold winter months set in, Bobson's going to save you $1,000 on that new roof if you call now. In addition, Bobson handles its own financing. That means no banks, no lending institutions, and they accept all the major credit cards. Imagine a brand new roof that's going to last longer with a savings of $1,000. But this is a limited offer, so don't put that off. If you're interested, call now for a free, no-hassle estimate. The number is 248-357-1240. That's Bobson Construction Company. 248-357-1240. All right, Dr. Goldberg, if I want to find out whether I've got a balance program, who do I see, my GP or my regular doctor, or is there a specialist in this field?
The answer is that I would start off, Mr. Allison, with going, if you feel that you're walking with less confidence, maybe you're swaying a little, yep, maybe you're stumbling but not actually falling to the ground, but you possibly think that you may, in fact, fall to the ground at some point in time, I would definitely start off with your primary care physician or your family doctor or your GP, whatever, mm-hmm, whatever the terminology is.
And
he or she will make an assessment of what's going on and look for a probable or possible cause as to why you're falling. They'll take a detailed history and then ask you, under what circumstances are you losing your balance? What are you doing at the time? Is it in the house? Is it outside of the house? They'll look at your medications to make sure that you're taking the right medications. They'll test your vision. They'll test your walking. They'll test your balance capabilities with a series of tests. They'll also look at how the joints of the lower limb are working, the lower extremity muscles. Are they in good shape? Is there good tone to the muscles?
Yeah.
And they'll do a full neurological as well as cardiovascular workup. They may decide that in terms of treatment, they may want to send you on to a neurologist or some sort of other specialist such as a geriatrician. In other
physician
who specializes in working
with
older adults.
Well, I was thinking an orthopedist might be helpful.
An orthopedist might be helpful also, depending on what the problem is. If it's a problem that relates to a joint where the joints have been eroded or damaged completely, they may send you to an orthopedic surgeon who may assess the need for a joint replacement.
Doctor,
that may well help you in terms
there are so many things I want to ask you,
and I reduce your risk for a fall.
There are so many things I want to ask you, and we've just run out of time. Look, if people want to talk to you, do you have an office number, or do they call?
Absolutely. I run the Mobility Research Lab here at Wayne State University.
What's the number?
And if anyone's interested in finding out their risk for a fall.
Quickly, the number, Doctor.
313-577.
8608. I thank you so much. It's been really very interesting, and I appreciate your taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Have a wonderful day.